Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bring your jingle bells in so you can jingle over the intro.
There you go, Lavender Town.
Jingle ball?
Yeah.
Amazing.
But it's like such a gloomy version of Lavender Town.
Yeah. Awesome. It's Christmas.
That was gloomy.
Horrible.
Didn't Lavender Town make people kill themselves though?
Yeah, so.
So maybe it wasn't going to be an upbeat song.
So, Merry Christmas. You're listening to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable. This is Bauble Shire, Adam Tinselton, and Turkey.
Good.
Turkey Plumley. Turkey with Plumley Jam.
Turk Plumley.
Plumley.
I feel like this is an episode where I'm going to have to keep editing like a lot out. So this is our Crimbo celebration episode.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
We didn't do last year.
No, why not? Why,
I don't know. We just didn't even think about it.
We didn't do a Halloween episode either.
No, so. I'm not a very Christmassy person. I'll get that straight out there. This is probably the most Christmassy thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
Already, this is more Christmassy than I've ever been.
This is the Christmas day.
But last year, you came to the carols. That was Christmassy.
Oh, that was Christmassy, yeah.
Look at my hoodie.
Carry on.
Okay. Well, we can't, because you're part of it. You're a host.
Okay, well, before we do crack on, a couple of things from last episode.
Right.
Which was Nostradamus.
Yeah.
The shoe that got thrown at George Bush.
Right.
And we were like, why did he throw our shoe?
Yeah.
The guy who threw it was an Iraqi journalist.
Oh.
And in that Arabic culture, that's a massive insult for your shoe.
Is it?
So that makes more
to
sense.
To be fair, it's a pretty bad insult over here as well.
Yeah.
Someone throws a shoe at you. Especially if he's got dog muck on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, it makes sense.
So, yeah. So our listeners are always giving me a bit more info, which I like to try and put forward. Yeah.
Some of them are helpful, what our listeners say.
Some of them are, yeah.
Yeah, that's really useful. I like learning new stuff. That's why I do this pod.
Yeah.
Even if I get the information wrong, someone's going to correct me and tell me what I did.
Sometimes more friendly than others.
Yeah.
I do feel like I learn a lot. The other thing, do you remember Marbus?
We're talking about Marbus.
The third Antichrist.
Yeah.
The US Secretary of the Navy.
Yeah.
His current name is Ray Marbus. The current US Secretary of the Navy is Ray Marbus.
Wow.
So, third Antichrist.
So maybe he's the one who starts the war.
Maybe, yeah.
Between
That'd
us
be hilarious.
And...
On to Christmas. I just wanted to get that stuff out of the way.
Crimbo.
So what do you guys want to do for Christmas?
What do you Christmas?
I've got so much stuff to get through.
Right.
I just don't know what order to do it in.
Wow.
But what did you guys think of 2016 as a whole before we move on to next year? Shit.
Yeah.
Go on, Tess.
Just shit, wasn't it? Everyone died.
The people that died, most of them died because they were old.
Yeah, but do you not think the only reason it feels like more people died is that the age of celebrities, like, caught up with us.
Mm.
Back before, celebrities weren't in the news so much.
Mm.
And there wasn't as many celebrities.
Well,
so now there's so many and they're all in the news. It feels like loads of people.
Now the news isn't the news. The news is celebrities.
Yeah.
So celebrity culture is news now. So that's why now it's like, wow, all these people. And also we have access to news quicker. And actually news isn't news. Like I say, it's...
Yeah, but Bowie died.
Yeah, okay, so I'm talking... Like, Bowie died. He was, what, 57 or something?
Was he?
Yeah. He was quite young. And yeah. Prince was also about that kind of an age. They were quite young. Lemmy was young. Lemmy died last year, mate.
No.
Yeah,
oh.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. We had bad deaths
We've
last
done this
year
before,
well.
Tiz.
Last year,
Lemmy died last
Park.
Year, and so did Jonah Lomu.
It's because there was no...
Last year, because Jonah Lomu died.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's your favourite Christmas song, isn't it?
Jonah Lomu. That's Jonah Lomu.
Oh, yeah, Jonah Lomu.
Stop the Calvary by Joe Malone.
Yeah. Wrong guy. Rugby guy, right?
Yeah, he was probably the best rugby player that's ever lived so far.
Also, though, Stop the Calvary. That's
Stop the Calvary
great song.
Be my favourite. It's just a good, fun...
In between rugby, he had a lot of time to write songs.
What's your favourite Christmas song, Tissy?
Probably the George Michael one.
Last Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only because, I remember
it chameleon.
Playing in the city centre. It's like my earliest memory of being a kid at Christmas.
Is that Christmas? I like. I don't know. There's not many Christmas songs I like.
Not based on its musicality, just on nostalgia.
We got a couple of messages on Facebook to say Merry Christmas. I might try and drop in a few of these. I'm going to try and drop in a few of these as we go, because I've told everyone on Facebook we're recording. So
nice.
Sean says, Merry Christmas, guys. By far the best show of 2016. Can we keep it going through 2017 to best show? Of any kind?
Probably not.
Alice,
we'll do our best.
Alice says, Merry Christmas. Looking forward to next year's episodes.
Sweet. Well, she better not, because they're going to be crap.
Yeah.
Dan Peach, who's been on the show before.
Peachy.
He can he do Skype. But Merry Christmas, lads, from Shaggy in Scotland.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks, guys.
That is really lovely. We love hearing from... Maybe we should do that more often. It's nice to get in touch with listeners and...
Shout-outs.
Yeah. Shout-out to all you lovely people, even if you can't be bothered to get on Facebook and talk to us. We still love you. Just not as much
Or maybe
the
they're busy.
What, it's Sunday.
I can't be bothered.
It's like
Sunday.
They knew about
no
it.
No one does anything on a Sunday. What we're doing now is the busiest...
What time is it in America, though? I bet it's, like, not even...
It's about...
It depends where in America.
Yeah.
At the most eastern point, they're only 5 hours behind.
Yeah, still, that's
gonna be like 9 o'clock.
Quite early.
9 a.m.
Yeah.
So anyone not on the very east coast, they can go to like 7 hours behind. So
8 hours, I think.
8 hours, really.
Florida's
on the
like,
I think you're right, actually. Yeah. So
it's not just like across; it's down.
We'll get a few messages towards the end of the show, I bet.
Yeah.
I'm only joking.
I've done a Christmas game. If you want to play a game.
Oh, I love Christmas games. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to incorporate a Christmas game into my research.
Oh, really?
But it just didn't work out.
I forgot to do my research and spent so much time on a Christmas game that my research is really lackluster.
Oh, my research is pants.
Oh, okay,
in fact,
right,
okay. I don't even really know what I'm doing from it. Tiss, have you done your research?
Yes.
Good.
Well, let's play a Christmas game then.
Let's do it. I'm up for it.
I was actually just going to go back to my favourite Christmas song.
Right.
George writes in the song that last Christmas he gave someone his heart.
Yeah.
Very next day she gave it away.
It's quite
gutted.
Depressing. Is it a really depressing Christmas song?
The very next day. Right, but to save him from tears, next year he'll give it to someone special.
Yeah.
He's just going to make the same fucking mistake. He hasn't learned, has he?
Once bitten, twice shy.
Yeah, well, not twice shy. He's like, straight away, I'm going to give it to someone
Once
special
bitten,
next year.
Twice stupid.
Yeah. I couldn't remember the words. Different. I had it in my head. I was singing it all week, but I couldn't remember any
I love
words
that lyric.
Apart from once bitten, twice shy. So I was just doing once bitten, twice shy every night.
One thing.
Once bitten, twice shy.
That's
how I've been singing it all week.
Once bit and twice shy.
There's a drinking game that we can't play because I've got to drive home.
It's every time.
But Rachel heard about it at school this week. Some of her students say, you listen to. What's it, do they know it's Christmas?
Right.
And drink every time it's an incorrect fact about Africa.
Oh, that song, the lyrics are terrible in that song.
It is riddled with terrible information.
Like, it's a terrible song.
Never snows in Africa. Yeah, it does. There's massive mountains. It's huge and full of mountains that are really high. Of course it snows in Africa. Where nothing ever grows. Yeah, it does. Most of our coffee comes from Africa.
Attenborough would be ashamed of that song.
Yeah. It is atrocious.
It's really bad. Yes.
It's awful. Yeah. I can't believe, you know when they released it again in like 2005 or whenever
Dizzy,
it was?
Isn't it?
Yeah. When they released it again, I thought they would have corrected some of those lyrics.
No. They just added some. Spare thought this duel tied for the deprived. If the tables turned, would you survive? You ain't got to be...
Give a little help to the helpless. How can you help the helpless? They're helpless.
Yeah.
If you can't help them, they're helpless.
Yeah, but they haven't got any help. That's why they're helpless. So you give them help. So then they become helpful.
Become helpful? They're going to help us.
Helpless.
Right, okay, Christmas game. I've looked at Christmas traditions all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking of what do we do that people don't do in other countries? What do we do that people think would be weird?
Mm-hmm. Drink tea.
Well, no, for Christmas.
Not just every day.
You know the Christmas puddings that we have? Yeah. Christmas pudding. You know, putting money in the Christmas
supposed
pudding?
To put a penny or something.
Yeah, or you put anything, really.
Quid.
A That's a real... <Too grand>. Soggy. That's a real Christmas thing that people in other countries don't do. That's something...
Yeah.
That
I only knew, but I only found out about that at school on Friday.
What, the point? The coin?
I have no idea that's what
Oh, yeah. When growing up, we always had coin, like money in the pudding.
It'd be
boiling hot.
Coppery.
You're like, ah! And dirty money, like, in your food. It's crazy.
Dirty money? What's it been stolen? Or like...
You're like 50p, and your mouth like, oh, amazing.
That'd be
I got the
so
50p.
Hot.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Scald your mouth and you get 50% compensation.
30 degree burn on your mouth.
So what I did, I thought about this game. So this game's called Coin in the Pudding.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
I'm going to make a little jingle. Coin in the Pudding. A little jingle.
Hang on,
jingle.
Wait. Get the...
Oh, yeah.
Get the thing.
Coin in the Pudding.
Every jingle's just going to be jingles.
So what it is I've looked at traditions from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all folded up in a little box. And you guys take it in turns to pull a thing out.
A coin out of the pudding.
Uh-huh. But you tell me if you think this is a real tradition somewhere in the world one I've made up. And if it's one that's real and you guess it's real, you get a point.
Okay.
If you guess that I made it up, you get a point. Right? Nice, more than that. Then, if it's one of the real ones, you have to then guess where in the world this is tradition. And if you get both, you get 3 points. If you get one, you get 1 point.
Okay.
But if you guess it wrong...
Yeah.
I get 2 points.
Okay.
So there's a chance of any three of us winning.
This is so complex.
It's not complex.
I need a pen and paper. I need a pen though, to make notes on who's.
Sorry, I'm turning because my neck was hurting.
And I've done so many.
Is it still picking me up?
We're going to have to do this in like 3 segments because otherwise it'll go on forever.
Once
I need
bitten,
a pen.
Twice shy.
Once bitten. Twice shy.
Oh, I've got a pen here, don't worry. Right, so who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
You want to take a coin out of the pudding?
I want to take a coin out of your pudding, mate.
Right, okay. And when he reads it aloud, you got to both...
So we both guess, or
you know
I
what?
Just guess?
No, you both guess, but really, to stop you influencing each other, you should probably write down whether you think it's...
Should I get some paper and pens?
Yeah, just get a bit of paper and one bit of paper each for you guys.
So I'll just wait for Beef to answer. And get
then you might be like, well, I'm going to block him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want it to be what you actually think.
Knock your block.
I would say just put a tick or a cross on your bit of paper if you think it's real or rubs.
Real or rubs. Is that what it's called?
It's called coin in the pudding.
Coin in the pudding.
So basically, when Beef goes first, he will going to pick it out, read it out. You guys write down if you think it's real or rubs.
Okay. And then...
Then I'll answer. And then we'll guess which
one. Wait a minute. So you want us to put a tick?
If it's real or a cross if you think I made it up. Okay. It's a cat food box.
Shiba,
and
fine
also,
flakes and
And
jelly.
So what are we writing on here? Like,
just put a tick across.
Oh, right, okay.
Just so you don't say it out loud and influence each other. And then, yeah, okay. So read one of them.
Okay. So have a look. Read it out, yeah?
Yep.
Do I have to read out the...
It's got a little title. Yeah, read the whole thing. So, Tis, ready?
Okay. Mr. Watatu. In this country... It is traditional to wish a Merry Christmas, Mr. Watatu, on Christmas morning, so that he does not hinder your day. No one knows who he is or where it comes from.
Real or rubs? Write down, tick across.
Sorry, can you read that again? Mr. Watatu.
Mr. Watatu. In this country, it is traditional to wish a Merry Christmas, Mr. Watatu, on Christmas morning, so that he does not hinder your day. No one knows who he is or where it comes from. Okay. I'm going to number them, so this is number one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tears, real or rubs?
Rubs.
I put real.
It is rubs, I made that.
Where in the world was that rubs then?
It's rubs.
You don't have thought that much about it.
Right,
okay. Where did I fake
balls? Does your cat come running if you do that?
No.
Get a coin out of the pudding. All printed up.
Yeah.
Xmas death chant. In this country, children say this chant when they wake up on Christmas Day. Translated. I promise to be good, and Santa leaves gifts and not death. Death is not welcome on Christmas Day. I will be good another year.
This?
Real?
I put real.
Oh, it's fake. I made it up.
Rubs. Fucking rubs.
Rubs me up the wrong way.
What would you do if they were all rubs?
Smash the place out.
We'll do six for now and come back later.
All right. Rubs. That rubs me up the wrong way.
Exactly, just turn into fucking rubs, yeah.
Rubs round. Christmas dance. In this country, the whole family must create a festive dance and perform it before Christmas dinner to the cook.
And like you guys are trying to think things I would write.
Do it again.
In this country, the whole family must create a festive dance and perform it before Christmas dinner to the cook.
Okay.
Yes.
Real?
Rub it real.
It's rubs.
Oh, what are you on about?
This is rubs. This is game is
rubs. Full of rub.
You
rub
guys
rub.
Can't just... Tissue, you should know how good I am making up fake shit.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
You're like, oh, you're on your
back. They all sound fake, but it's like, from what I learned from that other game is that you find ones that sound fake that are actually real.
Yeah.
So you can never distinguish.
But you put real for that one as well, yeah?
I would have put rubs.
Oh, no, you didn't. No. Tissue, really.
I would have put rubs. But I just know the ones...
I can't believe they've all been rubs so far.
Yeah.
The one that Bob's finds that are real will sound rubs as fuck. Cleaning. In this country, you are not allowed to do any cleaning on Christmas Day in case witches and spirits steal your broom. See, this is definitely real because it's so rubs to be real.
Real?
Real.
It's real.
I knew it. How rubs is that fact? It's fucking rubs.
Right, now you guys write down where you think in the world that happens.
So no cleaning unless... Oh, no Christmas. No cleaning on Christmas Day.
You're not allowed
day.
To clean on Christmas Day.
Okay.
In case someone steals or your spirits steal your broom.
I've gone a bit out there. I'm very aware.
I'll be surprised if any of you get into the countries because there's so many countries in the world. Okay, where do you think that's from?
I don't know yet. No, don't say yours because otherwise I'm going to put this one.
I thought you'd written something down, sorry.
You pretend
so does that mean so far we both get 1 point?
Do you both get 1 point, yeah, you both got it right. And you have the opportunity to turn that 1 point into 3 points if you get the country.
If I got it right and just got it wrong, does he still get 1 point and I get three? Or is it three and nothing?
He gets one still, yeah. So you either get nothing, one, or three. Okay. I get two.
Okay. What did you say?
I put Madagascar.
I put Austria.
It's Norway.
I was well close compared to you.
How many have we done?
Four.
Madagascar.
Okay. One more each.
I was trying to think of somewhere where they like superstitious about stuff like that.
Very superstitious.
Hide the pickle. In this country, it is traditional to hide a pickle in the Christmas tree. The first child to find it gets a small gift.
That's real.
I put rubs.
It's real.
Oh. I fucking knew it would be real.
They found rubs as fuck.
They're rubs as fuck.
Okay, where do they hide the pickle, Jesse? Oh, you can guess as well where they hide the pickle.
Where they hide the pickle?
Yeah.
In the Christmas tree.
No, where? What country?
Oh, in the country. Oh, yeah.
The clue's in the name.
Christmas pickle.
Pickle? Probably US. Pickles? In Rubsmus.
Okay, Tissy, where do they hide the pickle?
I'll say US.
No.
I put Germany.
Germany, you're right. 1 point to be fair.
Oh, they call them pickles in America, though.
I don't know why I'm tallying up on my issue.
In Germany, it'd be gherkins, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah.
No, because pickle...
Hide the gherks. Yeah, one more.
Right, one more.
I'll play hide the pickle every evening, mate.
This one's going to be...
Oh, man.
That's what he does. Oh, yeah, man. Toboggan. In this country, it's traditional for the whole town to turn out for the annual toboggan race. There have been known to be fatalities.
love how clearly he's reading them out.
Yeah, they have been known to be fatalities.
Toboggan. In this country, it's traditional for the whole town to turn out for the annual toboggan race. There have been known to be fatalities. Toboggan.
Real or rubs?
Such a fucking weird thing to make up. I'm going to say rubs. I bet it's real.
Real or rubs?
I'm saying rubs.
I'm saying real.
It was rubs.
Yes! It's such a weird thing to make up, toboggan race.
Becca made some of these up. Yeah, Becca made that one. Okay, so that's at the moment, out of you two, Tiss is in the lead, but I've had you over more than anything, so I'm winning. But we'll see.
Of course, because you've got rubs reels. And all your reels are rubs.
Do one of you guys want to give us a story? A traditional Christmas bit of research, weird tales you've done?
Shotgun Beefy.
Shotgun, not you.
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to be really just informal and probably not very informative or full of wisdom, but I want to talk a little bit about Krampus.
Oh.
Sweet.
So, in true style, in the way that I start all my episodes, what do you guys know about Krampus?
Nothing.
I watched the film last night.
Did you?
Yeah. Have you seen the film?
I've not seen the film. You told me not to watch it. You said it wasn't what you thought it was.
Yeah, it wasn't what I thought it was, but I hadn't seen it at that point.
Is it a children's film?
Kind of. It's not. It's kind of like, it's a bit like Gremlins in tone, I thought. Though it's like a little bit scary for kids, but yeah. It's a bit silly for grown-ups, but I don't know how factual it was to the real Krampus story, though. I just know, the only thing I know about Krampus, really, is he's an evil Santa or something. And he's from Austria. Another good reason to move to Austria.
So he can meet with Krampus. Well, I've got this video.
Oh.
It's 3 minutes long. It might be terrible. I've not seen it.
Hasn't seen it. This is his research. He bought a video that he didn't watch.
This is just explaining who Krampus is.
Right, okay.
There, pumpkin. You don't have to worry about Santa. It's the Christmas Krampus you have to worry about.
What's the Christmas Krampus?
Well, come here and let me tell you all about the story of the Christmas Krampus.
Long ago, poor old Santa had a problem. Every year his naughty list got longer and longer, while his nice list got shorter and shorter. Old Saint Nick knew he had to do something to get the kids to start being nice again, so he had an idea. He decided to summon the ancient evil Krampus demon.
Your lady, your lady.
You see, Santa knew that the evil Krampus demon hated kids, so he invited him to be his enforcer and punish all the naughty boys and girls. The Krampus agreed, of course, and off they went. The Krampus spied on the boys and girls and saw that they were indeed very naughty.
Oh my dolly, put it back together. Why did you do that? Oh my dolly.
So he waited until they went to bed on Christmas Eve and were fast asleep. Then he would creep in. And just before morning, he would jump out and eat them all. And the children would scream and try to escape. But it was too late.
The TIE Fighter.
The end.
Wow. I didn't know Krampus was in Star Wars.
Yeah. So Krampus, he's explained, I did do some research. Krampus is half goat, half demon.
Oh, he has hooves.
Yeah, hooves, horns, and is summoned, like the video says, is summoned by Saint Nick, by Santa, to just get rid of all the naughty kids for him so that he doesn't have to deal with him, which... It seems a bit weird to me, because if you're naughty, I just thought you just don't get any presents, do you?
Yeah, you don't get killed.
You get a lump.
You get eaten.
Mass genocide of naughty kids. Yeah, that's what
I
mean.
Like, German folklore is always so, like, I don't know.
What's the name of the Dwight in The Office?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
That's not Krampus, but it's similar to that, isn't
Jingle
it?
Jingle Scrout or something.
Yeah, I remember what you meant. I remember the name, yeah.
I think it's in Series 9. It's in the
it's
last
right near the end, yeah.
Yeah.
Belschnickel.
The Belschnickel, yeah.
Let's search it. Belschnickel. See if it's real. It's got to be real.
Is it?
Real or Rubs?
Real or Rubs, Belschnickel. I reckon it's Rubs.
I reckon it's Rubs. Which is weighing.
I don't know so much I don't know.
Real.
Real Schnickel's real?
No.
Real.
The real Schnickel.
Rubschnickel.
The Rubschnickel. Wow. Oh, wow. Okay. Wow, they're tying a children to the tree and spanking it.
Yeah.
I love German culture and Austrian culture, but some of the stories they tell kids are nuts.
It's terrifying. That's abuse.
All like the scary fairy tales, you know, like the Grimm's fairy tales, they're all like Germanic origin, aren't they? Yeah.
It's Krampus.
Krampus.
Yeah. So
terrifying. Can you imagine telling that to your kids? Be good and you get a present. Don't be good. Krampus will kill you.
And your mates.
Krampus, not just kill you. Krampus can come and eat you.
Takes you to hell.
You'll probably go to hell because you're bad anyway.
Yeah, take go to hell early.
Naughty kids. That's so
all
like
kids are naughty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my dog's naughty.
Did you guys ever have like your parents threaten you with anything like not like Krampus, but like you're not gonna get any presents or anything and then did you ever get like anything fulfilled or...
No, I was a really good kid.
Yeah, I was pretty good. Tish, did you ever have it? Like
what?
Did you ever get like your mum being like, right, Christmas is cancelled this year?
No, my birthday got cancelled on you.
Did it?
Did it?
Yeah.
Tell us why.
Oh, why?
Did it actually follow through with it? Did it actually not give you a birthday?
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa! So
you're actually a year younger than we think.
Yeah.
You had no birthday one year.
Go on, please tell.
So my mum's brand new Beamer. my mum's BMW at the time. I was playing with a cigarette lighter and I was like, burning the rubber. All on the interior, making the rings.
Mate, if you did that in my BM, I'd be cancelling your birthday as well.
And she got back and she was just like gone nuts because it was just like fucking rings around the whole.
Oh, mate.
I would be cancelling your birthday.
I think she lost like $1,000 or $2,000 on the car.
Oh,
I didn't know. I was way too young to know what that meant.
Don't care.
Wait a minute. What
she left me in
this?
The car for fucking ages when she went shopping.
Mm.
So like I got bored and was just burning holes and shit.
Wait, what birthday was this?
Oh, God, I don't know, 13. I think it's my 13th birthday, because that's why.
13?
Yeah.
That's not too young
that's
to realise
so
you
old.
Probably 12, I don't know.
That's still too
going down.
When you said too young, I was thinking like 5.
No.
Yeah.
No, it was definitely...
The acceptable age would be like 4.
I don't actually know,
eight?
To be honest. I think it was
super
young.
Mate,
I
knew you when
young.
You were like 13.
No, it wasn't that. It must have been younger than that.
No, I don't know how old you were when I met you.
It must have been
15?
Like 10. Probably 10.
Still, I still think you should have known better at 10 than to
no, but you know what I'm like? I don't know better now.
Like, even after having your birthday cancelled.
Yeah, yeah. I'd still do it just out of curiosity. It's not
I
in anyone else's car.
I asked that question and genuinely got an answer for it.
Woo!
But yeah, Krampus, I mean, that's all there really is to it. It's not ever going to make a full episode, but... Find it quite terrifying that not only is it like, see, Belschnickel is still a man, isn't it? Belschnickel is still like a man.
Yeah, this is like a demon.
Krampus, I mean, a demon is going to come from hell and eat you, and not only that, will you be punished eternally in hell?
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
It's awful.
Well,
no wonder the Germans were a bit.
What did you research? Because I researched like the history of Christmas.
Yeah, we'll come back to the other ones later. We'll like do one every now and then, play a bit of the game every now and then, do a tradition every now and then.
Cool.
Talking of Christmas though, and getting them cancelled and that, bad Christmases. Yeah. Do you have any good Christmas memories? Like, do you have good Christmas memories? Do you like Christmas?
Yeah, I love Christmas.
I remember specifically when that George Michael song was playing at St. Cinema.
Back to that again. He's obsessed.
What is it with that song?
That's like my earliest memory.
George Michael.
Like, yeah,
basically,
of course.
You heard
of course.
You were once bitten on that song, but you were not twice shy.
Once bitten, forever singing the Black song. Once bitten, forever singing the song.
Where did it end?
That's Careless Whisper
by Schmeichel.
Schmeichel.
I remember there was these Santa glasses. They were like glasses with like the eyebrows attached and the moustache and the beard, and they looked amazing. And I picked them up from a shop to buy them, and I was like, I was so glad with my purchase. And then my auntie, there was only one pair left.
How old were you, please?
I was probably like 8 or, or 10, I don't know.
He doesn't know.
These ages are so throwaway.
I'd still buy them today, so like, I haven't grown up since then. It doesn't matter what age. But I was so happy, I was like, oh, I'm gonna look the bomb dog on fucking Christmas Day.
Did anyone get impressed by them?
I didn't get them. I bought them, and then my auntie was like, oh, well, my Uncle John was dressing up as Santa, and there wasn't another pair, and it would be better for him to have them. So I had to give them up to her.
Oh, that sucks. That's a bad Christmas.
So my auntie, like, basically over, and my mum was like, yeah. And it's just like, yeah, but I wanted the glasses.
Oh, that's bad.
Overruled by adult fucking motivations.
I thought you said that was a good Christmas memory.
Yeah, that's brought us down.
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't really have... My memories of Christmas aren't really driven by the presents I got. I never really... Like, my parents always got me decent presents, but I was never that sort of kid that was like, I want this.
Yeah,
like,
I've got another one.
Oh, God.
I got reprimanded on Christmas Day one.
Reprimanded? like a police officer came around your house.
My brother and me woke up at, like, 5 in the morning. And we both opened a present each before mum and dad got up.
I still went
nuts. But I remember exactly what I got. It was Hector, Thomas the Tank Engine, like Hector the...
Hector's house?
No, he was like...
Oh, Hector from Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, he wasn't a train. He was like a fucking one with like tracks on the wheels, like a tractor.
Right, okay.
I remember that. That was a fond Christmas memory.
What, getting bollocked again?
Thomas the Tank Engine. No, because I got
a fetish coming.
I got to open the presents.
Getting punished.
You never. My parents
get in trouble with it.
My parents could never tell me off properly. Like they tell me off, and it'd be like they'd just cave.
Oh, Adam.
Yeah. It was just like it's the way it goes.
Did you get
apart from that time that you wrecked your mum's?
I didn't get a birthday.
And you didn't get a
birthday. That's what nostalgia does there. It's like rose-tinted glasses. You just can't remember bad experiences
in a
bad light.
Did you guys get the stocking at the bottom of your bed?
We had a stocking downstairs.
Oh, no, that was never my favourite thing.
I've got a Tom and Jerry one.
My mum and dad used to get like a big stocking, and that used to be my whole present. So they used to like... So my stocking was my main present as well.
Right, it's so interesting how everyone's different.
But they used to... My parents never used to, like, wrap stuff up.
Right.
So if it was something, like, one year I got a PlayStation.
Right.
And, like, nearly shat myself. I was so excited.
Yeah.
And they left the box out, so that was the initial... Opening the door was the big reveal, like, whoa! Rather than me opening it. And then everything else was inside. But cool. I'm not... Yeah, Christmas for me has always just been just, like, a fun...
I quite like
family stuff. Some have enjoyed that. I think I started enjoying Christmas more when I was buying presents for other people.
Right. Oh, see, I hate buying presents for other people. Not in a selfish way.
No.
I just never know what to get them. Mm. And I don't ever want anything. So I'm like, what would I want? I don't want anything. So what do I get someone else? Like, I just find it's really difficult for me.
I'm not bothered anymore. It's like, since I've been old enough to buy my own stuff, I'm like, well...
I used to always get a stocking, like a sack, a Santa sack, at the bottom of my bed, like on my bed. So when I woke up in the morning, I moved, I'd hear like a rustle, like my feet would move a rustle, and that would be like, my heart would be beating, that would be so exciting that I'd feel like this rustle. Mm. And that would be like my presents.
I'd be worried.
It wouldn't be my main present. That would be like the rest of my presents, and then we'd go wake everyone up and we'd go through to the lounge, and that would be my main present.
Mm.
So they were like my Santa presents. Right. And then my main presents would be from my parents.
I remember we went for Christmas with this really rich family once. And they had like Santa sacks, like massive sort of knitted sacks with like Christmas all shit on them. And he was like, yeah, I leave this out and like Santa just fills it with toys.
Yeah.
And I was thinking like, oh my God, that's why he has more toys than me. Not because his parents buy them, but because he has this sack and Santa knows to fill the sack up.
Yeah,
he'll fill. So I was like, I couldn't, you know, at that age, like, you know, 6 or 7, I couldn't. There wasn't the internet to go and like go on there and find a Santa sack, and I was like, I've never seen one in a shop before, so I was thinking of ways how I could get a black sack and make it look Christmassy,
right?
And Santa would then be tricked into filling it with toys.
If that was your logic, wouldn't you be like, I'm just gonna leave my door open?
No.
From wardrobe doors.
No, because it was like, in my mind, the logic was Santa had to have one of those Christmas-themed sacks and he'd fill the whole thing. Because my stocking was always really shallow. I was like, well, that's
I had like a Christmas-themed sack.
Well, I had a...
It has to go inside the sack.
Because my main present was all the presents in from Santa. It used to be like a pillowcase or something.
Oh, sometimes I used a pillowcase.
I never thought a pillowcase.
No, I had a pillowcase.
I thought a black sack with glitter.
It was a black sack that one birthday because it all went in the bin.
Black hole one birthday.
I got my presents that birthday. I sent them a party.
Did you guys get satsumas?
Tradition.
What, with the candle and the icing?
No, you put one in your stocking.
My mum sent me back up to bed because it was the year I got a PlayStation 2. And I went for a laugh. I was like, it'd be hilarious if I go and get the Satsuma first and be like, yes, and like ignore whatever's there. And I managed to ignore the PlayStation, even though I was like pissing myself.
Yeah.
And my mum's serious. She's like, you're spoiled, go back to bed.
I'm grateful.
She's like, go back to bed.
She did not appreciate the joke.
She's like, that's not funny. Got to bed.
Can you watch this cosmo?
Yeah, I was like,
oh. I want my £100 of like kid love. Not giving her the satisfaction.
I'll tell you a really cool thing. This is the main thing I always remember from Christmas. We used to always go to my grandparents. My family used to all live around this area. Mm. And my grandparents lived in Berkhamsted. And we used to all go there. Now my family live all over the place, so I never see anyone at Christmas. But my grandma used to buy loads of just like random gifts. And then she would fill a box up of numbers. She was called Lucky Dipped.
Right.
And then about two or three times during the day, she would pass it. It was like a tin of Quality Street or whatever, but it was just full of like bits of paper, a bit like that, the number, a bit of paper with the number folded up in it. And you'd take one out, and then your number, and then you'd go into the conservatory was like full of like presents.
Oh, right.
And you would find the present with your number on it, that's what you got. And sometimes it'd be something you really wanted, and sometimes it'd be something crap. And then everyone would be like swapping, like, I'll trade you this for this, I'll trade you this for this.
Oh, okay.
And she would do that like two or three times during the day, it'd be like another round of Lucky Dip.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas food, I don't really, like, tradition has always just been, like, a simple, just family Christmas, and I think that's why, just enjoyed it, and that's the good memories. I remember getting, you guys ever had, like, presents that you open it and you're like, this is the worst present I've ever received?
Well, I never want anything I get. I'm like with every present, even if
even the worst one. Have you ever opened a present at Christmas and just been like, I don't even know why I've got this?
Yeah, all the time. This is why I don't like Christmas, anyway.
Okay, let me put it in perspective. One year I got from my dad's sister.
Does she listen to the show?
No, we don't see them anymore.
Okay.
Not because of the present.
And not because she doesn't listen.
Basically, it was like a Cessna airplane made out of Pepsi cans. But I was about 10, and I remember just opening it and like, what is this? Why am I going to use that for?
Because people panic, like, I don't know what to get him. I get him here like that. And it's like,
what was the thinking?
Don't get me anything. If you don't know what to get me, don't get me anything.
Yeah, it's a waste of resources and money.
I remember getting it.
I've got to store this now.
I was really embarrassed. I remember being really embarrassed opening it. And then my dad, to try and like curve the embarrassment, just got the bin liner and went like that. And I went like that with a plane, threw it straight in the bin liner.
Christmas gifts are like those apps you can't uninstall off your phone.
Yeah,
they take up memory and you don't even fucking want them. And you can't delete them because you got given them as a Christmas present. So you have to appreciate it.
I hope that's not how you guys think of my presents.
Yeah, pretty much. No, it got to the point about a few years ago when I stopped getting gifts and buying them. Obviously, apart from these ones, because these are like small and fun and it actually means something. But like when you get... I used to get like loads of presents and then sit in a bag and literally I wouldn't look at that bag again for like until June. Mm. It's just like these gifts weren't relevant if I'm not looking at them for 6 months after I've got them brand new.
Can I have a bottle opener?
Hell yeah.
Yay, Christmas beer.
That was Bob cheersing himself.
If he was.
Should we go back to Yankee
Swap? Round of
Yankee Swap.
Coin in the pudding.
Yeah, let's do it. Gordon's alive.
What, with Brian Blessed?
Yeah.
Coin in the pudding. Oh yeah, any more? Because we could read out whilst. So.
I got some likes and stuff, but no one responding.
Likes don't count.
No, likes don't count. You got to Skype us, guys. Is anyone going to Skype? No, because people don't like talking. Unless they got like the story, sometimes you get people Skyping, but they don't want to randomly call. Come on then, Beef. Read your coin in the pudding.
Oh, this is a long one. Toasting of the Hollow Horn. In this country, there is a tradition known as the toasting of the hollow horn. The first drink of the day, alcohol, is drunk from a hollowed out animal's horn, sometimes a reindeer's antler.
Rub.
Rub.
Rubs.
Rubs.
I'm going rubs. I'm going reels.
It was rubs.
Yes!
Rubs. All of them are rubs.
There's a lot of rubs at this
point. I rubbed
there's
that one.
A couple of real ones. That was a good one though, right?
That was a good
that
one.
That was the first one I came up with.
That's too good. I know that all the good ones are rubs now. The ones that are logical are rubs. All the ones that are fucking ridiculous are real.
That's logical, Tim.
Bones. In this country, the decoration includes the bones of dead animals. It's probably real because it's so rubs.
It's real because it's so rubs.
I'm going real.
Beef?
Yeah, I'm going real.
It was rubs.
Oh, you fucking rubs, though.
I've got to put in
you go,
some...
Did you go real as well?
Yeah, I went real.
Oh, did you?
Because it was so rubs.
Yeah, I've put in some that are intentionally rubs in my reels.
For fuck's sake. You're going to rub me up the wrong way in a minute.
No, we've done that already, mate. Shoes. Yeah. In this country, it's traditional to wear the shoes.
This one you made me laugh as well. It's so stupid.
In this country, it's traditional to wear the shoes of your father on Christmas Day.
I bet it's real.
Yeah.
It's got to be real, because Bob said it made him laugh.
That doesn't mean anything. So... A lot of mine made me laugh. Okay.
I'm going real.
Beef struggling with this one.
Yeah, I reckon that's real. Yeah, I'm going real.
Yeah.
Real?
Rubs!
Oh. I laughed so much making that one up.
Of my father.
The I haven't shoes read. Of my father. That's what made me laugh the most, the wording of it. The shoes of your father.
Sex. In this country, it's illegal to have sex on Christmas Day. Fuck. If that's real, I'm not going there. Unless I'm single, in which case it wouldn't matter. Rubs.
Rubs?
Yeah.
I'm going real.
I bet it's real.
It is rubs.
Oh, thank God.
I wrote rubs immediately and then scribbled it out.
You wrote rubs. How old are we at?
11.
All right, we'll do two more.
I missed
these
the
are all, these are all rubs. I can't believe all the rubs are coming out. I bet I haven't printed the real ones.
Oh, hang on, I've got two.
Now we know statistically the rest are going to be real.
Yeah.
You don't know how many real and how many rubs I've put in.
No, but you said all the rubs are coming out.
Ho, oh, ho. In this country, you can really send a letter to Santa by using the postcode HOHOHO and you will get a real response. Going real.
I'm going to go real.
Going real?
Yeah.
Going real? It was real.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, what country can you use? It's H. I know, I was trying to get across it.
It's H0H0H0.
If you use that postcode in this country, it will get delivered.
In the UK.
Delivered. Not in this country. In the country it's from, it gets delivered to a place which is set up, and the people who volunteer there send the letter to Santa. Set a letter from Santa to the person who sent it. Yeah.
I've got a country.
Well, from the real Santa.
From the real Santa, on behalf of the real Santa, they send it there. So, what country does that happen in?
Why?
Sweden.
Canada.
Canada.
Okay, Tiz.
Real or rubs? Real or rubs? Season of giving. In this country, 24 small gifts or cakes are given to acquaintances or neighbours in December, one each day, often left on their doorstep. Sounds real?
This is logic. Sounds real, so it must be shit. Right, you ready?
I'm gone real.
Gone real?
Real.
Rubs!
Oh, you fucking rubsinator. It's probably statistically impossible for us to win there, then.
Yeah, oh, yeah I might have done the points in my favour too much. I might have to adjust my scoring system. I might have to give myself 1 point.
No, if you won, you won.
At the moment, though, you're on like 5 points or whatever, and I'm on like 26.
Every time I get it wrong, you get 2 points.
Yeah, I should give myself 1 point, because there's two of you. I've done 2 points every time one of you gets it wrong. So when you're both getting it wrong, I'm giving myself 4 points. That's... I
what?
Much.
That's
so
it mental.
Be one.
Yeah, you can't do that.
It should be one per person
was,
gets it wrong.
Yeah, I thought it was one two. Per person.
Yeah, because sometimes one gets it right and someone gets it wrong.
But then you get
four.
2 points every
for
time.
Both of you.
You can't do four.
But if both gets it wrong and I get it right, I get 1 point right.
Yeah.
And then you get 2 points because he got it wrong.
Yeah.
So then I have to get the country to even beat you. So pretty much.
Yeah, I should. I'll change it so I get 1 point for everything. Because otherwise, yeah, I didn't think about that. I forgot that there were two of you, obviously.
Belschnickel.
So yeah, I'll stop being a Belschnickel about the fucking rules.
You Krampus.
Another tradition. Come on, Tis. Tell us about.
So I learnt a lot about Christmas today,
mm-hmm.
and when I watched the video the other day as well. But I watched it today just to rekindle the memory. The whole thing about Yule. Do you know about Yule?
A Yule log.
What Yule is?
I know about Yule log.
Yeah. Do you know where Yule log comes from?
Go on.
Toilet.
Yule is like a time. It's a Norse holiday.
Right.
The time of Yule, which is around December.
It sounds Norse when you think of it like that.
Yule.
And the Yule log is like the tree that would survive through the winter.
Right. Or
they'd have it as the.
And they make it out of chocolate.
No.
Yeah. I love
that's
Yule log.
That's the westernization of Yule.
Right. Well,
I guess. North or west.
Before you continue,
yeah.
What's your favourite Christmas pudding? Because there's about 10 fucking different Christmas puddings. Christmas dessert. Because you just said you loved
Christmas pudding. Love Christmas pudding. I don't know if it's vegan. I can't remember what I had last year, but I did like it.
Definitely.
Well, I was thinking we have some strange desserts. A lot of our American listeners won't know what they are. Christmas pudding is like a gooey bowl full of
it's usually been like. Matured in brandy for months.
Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing.
And then you have it with brandy butter or brandy cream.
You know the weird thing.
If you do have it, what do you have it with?
Yeah, I want the thing is I like all the things.
I love brandy butter.
I would say brandy butter. Yeah, but I do like it with just cream as well, though.
I also like.
Do you set it on fire?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. How do you explain it though? It's like the shape of a hat.
Well, it's not. It's the dome. It's a dome.
Yeah.
Shape.
Well, it's a dome. Yeah, and it's covered in alcohol, and it's just raisins
really
and fruit
dense,
and spices.
Really dense,
really heavy.
Fruitcake.
You set fire to it.
Kind of like a wedding cake.
Well, this is the thing. It's like a Christmas cake.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. All our puddings are the same. You got raisins and fruits and spices and a big pudding. Mm. That's Christmas pudding. We also have Christmas cake, which is raisins and fruits and spices covered in icing and it's a cake.
And a Mars
pie. Mince pies, raisins and fruits and spices covered in pastry.
See, I like, if you get a mince pie, like, it only really works with homemade. But if you get a homemade mince pie,
mm-hmm.
I take the hat off. Take its hat off.
The hat.
The top of the pie. Yeah. My nan used to say
mince pie, by the way, to Americans, it isn't meat. It's not mince.
No,
meat.
It's mince fruit. It's like
it's
fruit
called mince meat.
Yeah, it's mince meat. it's not. Fruit. It's fruit.
It's spiced fruit.
And what I'll normally do is put a little bit of brandy butter in, put the hat back on top, and then put it in the microwave for like 10 seconds.
So much effort. If I see mince pie, I eat it.
Just smash it down.
Even heating it is like too much for me. Sometimes I'm like, fuck it. Just
don't heat it, just eat it.
Yeah, exactly. Tis nice. The old Christmas saying.
Yeah. But then Yule log is great as
so
well.
Yule log is the wood that they would burn on the hearth period.
My favourite is Stollen.
Stollen?
Really?
Yeah, I love Stollen.
Stollen's alright.
Oh, I love it.
Not very Moorish.
Stollen sounds like it.
If you buy cheap Stollen, it's dry as fuck.
Yeah.
If you buy nice Stollen, but Stollen is fucking expensive.
Yeah. Is it marzipan?
Yeah, yeah. I love marzipan.
So I hate marzipan.
That's it.
Didn't we have this discussion like
maybe. I just hate marzipan.
I think we did, yeah. And I was like, I don't really like marzipan.
I love Stollen's my favourite, and then Christmas put second. But yeah.
My dad's mum used to make little, like, you know, the nutcrackers. She used to make them out of marzipan. Every Christmas.
How do you make a nutcracker out of marzipan?
Like all the different colours.
Oh, what, the men?
Yeah, the little men.
I thought you meant like the actual things you used to crack.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
that's what I was like.
No, the little toy
nutcracker.
That
would just crack
it. Not cracking it.
No, the little like soldiers.
What a waste of time. Yeah.
And like 1 year, I was like, I took it. I was like, no, I don't like that. And I told my nan that Christmas, I was like, I don't like marzipan, so it's really nice, thank you, but I don't like it. And then every Christmas she used to make it. I was like, oh, God, I freaking hate this.
I love it.
And then one Christmas I just stopped telling her. I was like, yeah, it's nice, thanks.
Once bitten, twice shy.
I love going to like Scandinavian countries and like Iceland and stuff because everything's fucking marzipan.
Yeah.
Wow. And I love licorice as well. You go to Iceland, licorice. One of their most popular bars is a stick of licorice covered in marzipan.
Ooh. Their Haribo over there is like licorice and salt.
Yeah.
Like salted like
licorice.
Fisherman.
Yeah. I had it in Denmark, salted licorice.
So, I love
licorice, and even that was a bit like, oh,
it is strong. Yeah. Strong as fuck.
Yeah. Anyway, carry on with your Yule log story.
Oh, yeah, so the Norse, it was the winter solstice period. the Yule time, and that's where Yule log Yuletide. Was there. And that's where Yule comes from.
Mm. Ah.
And also the Romans would have a... It's like a pagan... No, the Norse was pagan anyway, but the Romans was basically a massive piss-up in for Saturn.
Right.
So it'd be like indulging in just eating shitloads of food, getting fucking smashed.
It's like every Christmas, like, yeah.
Taking drugs, like everything.
Oh, right. Yeah, we always took drugs in our family. snort of cocaine.
Classic Christmas tradition.
That's cool.
And I think it was in the Roman one as well, where it was like, it was a day of like sort of backwards, because it was just a party time. They'd have like people with wealth and that. The slaves would become the masters as like a bit of a mock sort of thing. Like they'd hand over all their sort of jewels and the the masters would, but it would just be like a massive party. So the slaves would all just be like
pocket and everything.
Well, yeah.
Nice.
And in Victorian time, I think it was as well. Sorry.
Would they nick stuff, the slaves?
I don't know. Yeah, if they got caught, they probably got
How far would they take it before they were like, no, stop it now? Because it was like, oh, you're in charge, and then the slave was like, give me the house key. He's like, no, come on, stop it.
I mean, back in those days, they'd literally just be like, open the house or I'll kill you. And they'd be like, okay, cool.
That's what I'm thinking. It's all
but for the day, they'd probably enjoy it for the day.
Yeah.
And also, it was like a tradition in the 1800s, I think, where it would be like, in England, it was like the master becomes the peasant, and the peasants given stuff. They give...
Oh, right.
There's so much stuff. It's a whole history of thing. But yeah, so the Romans would worship Saturn, and they went through the years.
Saturn, is that where Santa comes from?
Maybe.
Dyslexic, quite
Saturn
everyone.
Saturn Christmas. Saturn Claus.
Saturn, like the
I got her some nice Saturn Claus for Christmas. So you've got me.
But on this documentary, I was actually surprised to know that, like, Christmas used to be seen as a time, like when Charles Dickens was written.
Right.
That was when...
That classic book, Charles Dickens.
Because Christmas in ye old Christmas in England...
Right.
In old England times was just a massive piss-up, was just a big party.
It still is.
It was nothing like what Christmas is now. And when they founded America, when they first founded it, Christmas was sort of a thing that was outlawed because it was like, no, we don't want to be part of that, like, massive fucking party.
Yeah, it was like... Yeah.
And then it became more of a event and stuff like that. And when Charles Dickens was written, and Charles Dickens, fucking, what was the thing he wrote? Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol was the thing that really solidified Christmas as like a traditional thing, because it captured the hearts of Americans anyway. Mm. And it's really weird. The whole motive of Christmas back then was, you know, like how we were saying about the rich. Well, yeah, of course. But how the rich, to be rich and have plenty, that means other people don't.
Right.
So that on the 25th of December, they'd acknowledge that by giving back to the peasants and the people who didn't make that much money.
Right.
As a sort of thing. And that's what it was, like Ebenezer Scrooge. Like, and that's what the whole story was. It was trying to like motivate people to give to the poor and that time of year, because without them you couldn't be so rich.
Yeah.
And it was like that time for giving.
It's like when he tells them to like put the heating on for his workers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
on Christmas, and they're freezing in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to say my reference for A Christmas Carol is Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Because it's the best Christmas film of all time.
Come in, know me better, man.
Yeah, fucking, that is my favourite Christmas film of all time.
Yeah, yeah, it is great.
As a kid, I watch it all year round, middle of summer. I'll be sitting there sweating watching Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol is a great film.
Is that Little Timmy?
Die Hard is also a great Christmas film.
Well, so, what is your favourite Christmas film? And you can have films that just happen to be set at Christmas, like Die Hard.
I do quite like, it's not my favourite, I mean it's pretty shocking, but I do
so
quite
many.
Like Jingle All The Way.
Oh really?
I was literally about to say that. Right. Jingle All The Way
is so
up
bad
there.
But no, when it comes
amazing.
On TV I'm
I
like
never
oh,
liked it.
Amazing Jingle
it's
All The
terrible
Way
terrible tier.
It's turbo time.
Gremlins. Gremlins when I was a kid. No. Christmas. No, I didn't like that. No.
I like the Grinch.
Grinch, no, I'm not crazy.
I love
you
the
like
Grinch.
Dr. Seuss though, don't you?
I love Dr. Seuss, yeah.
No, I wasn't into the Grinch.
I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life.
I've seen that.
And that's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, it's like the classic
Christmas
film, yeah.
I'll probably watch that this year.
When the bell rings, an angel gets his wings, or something like that. That's from that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Quite an uplifting story.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. Good film. They colorized it. Try and watch it, the black and white, the proper version.
Yeah, like the original. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Star Wars these days.
Yeah. That's like my best Christmas present. The fact I get a new Star Wars film every Christmas.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Harry Potter was a Christmas film, I guess.
No, they came out in the summer. I saw one of them in the Christmas cinema review in the summer.
Yeah, but they originally started coming out at Christmas.
Maybe. They always have a Christmas bit, because every film is like the year of school, isn't it?
My favourite part of the books was always when they were at Christmas, and they'd be getting all their...
My favourite part of the books wizarding is when they finished.
Dickhead.
I'm not a massive fan of the books.
You're not a massive fan of the books? Have you read all of them?
I've read all of them, yeah.
You've read all of them, but you're not a massive fan of the books? I've met people who love Harry Potter and haven't read the books.
Never read it.
Are you serious?
I love the films. Yeah. I do like the films.
I love the books.
They could have got rid of film number 7, though, couldn't they?
You know what? First time I watched it, I was like, that is the worst Harry Potter film. When I rewatched them all again, when it's 7, finished,
which one's
I that? Really liked it. Well,
and they're just like walking around the woods for the whole film.
They're just in the tent for the whole film, basically.
Oh, I love that.
And
Ron gets, amazing.
In the book, it's fun. In the book, it's like, feels like a slog, but it's kind of, it fits the
context of
the book.
That is a big part of the book, though.
Yeah.
Them in hiding.
When you watch that film with the second part of it, it works way better. When that came out, I thought it was terrible.
I love it.
What's your favourite Harry Potter film? Because mine's easy. Like, I have one which is like just up way up.
Azkaban.
No, Azkaban.
Marzipan.
Is that why?
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Marzipan.
Because you like Marzipan, right?
It probably is one of the last two.
What's yours? Mine's 6. Easy, 6.
What, Goblet?
No, that's
Prince.
Half-Blood.
Half-Blood Prince. Easy Half-Blood Prince.
Half-Blood Prince.
I love Jim Broadbent. And he's Slughorn in it. So I love Slughorn.
Slughorn.
Yeah. He's like the professor. They're like hiding the sea. He's like there to like get the secrets out of his head. It's like the main plot of like...
Is he the guy from The Borrowers?
I've never seen The Borrowers.
What, the one who's like, Dumbledore won't get me to...
Yeah, Slughorn. Slughorn's like my favourite Harry Potter character.
Yeah, he is great. When he turns from a couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah, that's my favourite one.
That is a good one.
It's a lot slower than the others, but it has that awesome ending where Harry and Dumbledore have to go onto that thing and Dumbledore has a drink all that horrible shit.
Harry, water.
Yeah, he's drinking all that horrible shit.
Yeah.
And then things start coming. That's what I was wondering about you.
And he goes nuts.
Yeah, I love that one. Definitely my favourite. Yeah. Are you beefy?
I don't really have a favourite. No. I feel like all of
Fantastic Beasts,
all of the Harry Potter films are just a bit like
you've read all the books, you've seen all the films.
Once a year I watch all the Potter films again.
Really?
Yeah, I love them. They're so watchable.
I can't believe you don't like
them. I would love it as a TV series because it's so like school life. I always wanted them to do an X-Men TV series which was like Harry Potter, where it's just like the school side of X-Men.
Yeah,
just like them teaching and shit. I thought it would be really fun.
I remember watching the first sort of 3 when I was about that age when they came out.
Mm.
And thinking they were fun. Then, yeah, I just couldn't... just didn't really... They're all right.
You don't have to... We're not pressuring you. You can say...
I feel like you are pressuring me.
No, they're all right.
They're okay.
Wow. Never mind.
Okay, what else we got on this?
Die Hard.
Should we do Die Hard, though, for your Christmas film?
Yeah, it's good fun.
Muppet Christmas Carol for me. Jingle All the Way for you.
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a consistent crowd pleaser.
No, I hate it.
Wow. Great. It's Turbo Time.
Die Hard's a great film. And I know it's a real like cliche and cringy to be like,
Jamie! Oh,
it's a Christmas film, but it's genuinely a brilliant film.
I guess like it's not really my favourite, but when Home Alone's on.
Home Alone. Oh yeah, Home Alone.
Phone Home. Yeah, that's a good Christmas film.
It's just a classic, isn't it? Everyone seems to, even if you don't like it, you're like, oh, it's Christmas. We've got to watch it. It's the law.
Yeah. Great Escape's always on at Christmas.
Great Escape's fucking boring.
It is boring.
I guess so. I'm sorry if everyone loves it, but it fucking sucks. It's so dull. I watched it the first time this year.
It's one for the nans, isn't it?
And I was like, fuck me.
You say one for the nans.
Yeah.
Well, I've got something we can do.
Let's do it.
We haven't got any crackers.
No.
But when you pull a cracker, one of the things that you get out is the fortune telling fish.
Oh yeah,
what,
you never have one of these?
Never.
Oh right,
you've
this
never
is a
done
classic.
This
is a classic.
Right up your street.
So you hold it on your hand, cracker. And it goes red or something.
No, it goes it like
it moves well, the way it moves. Yeah, I'll see. Right, okay. So if you don't know, in England, everyone pulls crackers. Crackers are all over the world, aren't they?
Yeah.
You pull a cracker on Christmas Day and you've had a right good one.
I don't know, rubs.
But one of the, and you always get like shitty things in it, like a hair clip,
a silly joke,
a little puzzle. There's always a shitty joke,
shitty tissue.
It's real. I'm going to do like real Rob's crackers. Wouldn't that be amazing? Some of them have got shit stuff in them.
Oh, literally shit. Yeah. Like a turd. Like you just pull it and it goes everywhere and ruins your whole dinner.
And some, some of them have got like a tenner in it. They're like really amazing crackers.
Everything's gone from gold to shit. Or
like a PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
A voucher for
a key for a new car that's on the drive. Anyway, one of the classic things you can get in a cracker is a shitty little... It's a shitty little fish-shaped see-through bit of plastic. And it's called a fortune-telling fish.
It's a load of balls.
What it says on the card is, the wonderful magic to tell the fortune.
So well
we said
this.
Early on in the show we were going to do fate episodes, and we did a few, and we haven't got around to doing any for so, so long. And we had a few emails from people who really liked those episodes, so I thought this is our Christmas fate episode. We're going to see what the fish can tell us about our fortune. So it comes with a little card. Basically, you place it on your palm, and the way the little fish moves on your palm will tell you your fortune. Or something about
it. Where did you get this from?
A cracker last year, and I thought I'll save that for next year.
Alright.
Let's do this.
So let's do it. Tis first, yeah?
Hell yeah.
So I'm placing the fish on his palm. Oh my god. Oh my god, it's like dancing. It's
flapping around.
I've never seen it move this much.
Go on, what is it doing?
It's literally fucking bellied up.
Turning over is one of the ones. I would say that's turning over, right?
It's curling and flapping.
Oh my god, it's like an actual fish. It's trying to get away from him. The options are moving head, moving tail, moving head and tail, curling sides.
I say moving head over, and tail.
I would say head and tail.
Or curls head. Up entirely.
I say moving head and tail.
I'd say flipping over. Or curls up entirely. I've never seen it behave like this.
It's doing all of these. It's going fucking nuts.
This is mental.
It's doing everything.
This is fascinating.
So what do you reckon? That's turning over, right?
I would say turning over. It's trying to turn over.
Every time it does that, it just doesn't.
It's turning over, which means you're false. Sorry, mate.
False.
This is probably the least false person I know. Literally, he cannot tell a lie.
Well, that was balls, isn't it? That proves that it's...
Well, let's try again. Let's try with beef. Ready? Oh my god, curls up entirely. It's not even on you.
Is there one for not even getting on the palm?
Curls up entirely, right?
Oh, hello.
That's turning over as well, though.
I'd say curls up entirely.
It tends to stay curled up entirely. Yeah.
Means you're passionate.
I am passionate.
That's why you got that baby on the way.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ready to drop it on my palm?
Yeah.
It turned over.
It's climbing up my arm. False. Oh, the sides are curling up now.
Yeah.
Well, sides curling.
So that.
Sides curling.
Curling sides, you're fickle.
Fickle. So false, fickle, passionate.
Why did I get the only decent?
This fish can fuck.
Yeah,
off.
It can fuck rotten screw.
This is bullshit.
That's what I think of that.
What
fish.
A Christmas bullshit.
What a Christmas disappointment.
Yeah. Well, just because you got shitty ones, boys. Yeah. That's your shitty cracker. I got the best one.
Boys.
Boys.
By the way, boys. You researched Krampus. He was supposed to research St. Nick, and he was just like, I'll tell you some stuff about you.
I got stuff about St. Nick as well.
I thought you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What are you doing then?
Oh, I'm doing Black Pete.
Oh, yeah.
St. Nick derives from Schnick.
Right.
Which is a German,
okay.
German thing.
St. Schnickolas.
And he used to be like an elf on Christmas. And then
an elf?
Like a little elf. But sometimes it would be represented in loads of different ways.
I heard that St. He was a toy maker, is that what I thought?
I'll try and find this.
Or Schnick. Is that like... Is St. Nick and Father Christmas like a different thing? And Santa Claus, are they different things and we've just melded them into one?
I always thought St. Nick was Father Christmas. I never thought they were separate.
That's what I thought. But maybe the legends come from different places and they merge into the same thing.
I don't know where I got Schnick from.
Neither do I. I've never
heard of Belschnickel.
Belschnickel, yeah.
So, yeah, you're doing St. Nick.
I thought St. Nick.
So Dutch.
Again, we're getting everything
since
wrong.
Since the Germans and the Dutch brought many of their customs to America, directly or indirectly, what we need to look to Europe first. St. Nicholas or Der Wien and Stickmann, blah, blah. St. Nicholas.
No wonder we get people even.
Wien and Stickmann.
Pelschnickel.
Pelschnickel is not Santa Claus.
Pelschnickel. Der Heilig Nicholas or Pelschnickel. Blah, 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 blah.
Why
blah,
was he sainted blah, 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 blah. If he
was people? Replace St. Nicholas.
We shouldn't have put Tiss in charge of St. Nick.
No.
He's hashing it.
I wanted to know about St. Nick. I didn't want to have to do it.
Well, don't worry then. You told us about Yule. Save St. Nick for next week.
He's one of the elves. He's an elf.
He's an elf, right.
But I know that Rudolph was invented as a sidekick because Father Christmas was so like popular they needed a sidekick.
That's what I've been
So Robin. This, like, department store made the story of Rudolph, this, like, reindeer who was, like, you know, the red nose, so he was different from everyone else, like, ostracised from his own kind, and then Santa Claus took him in, orphaned him.
Thanks for giving us the information, or not giving us the information, is it?
Right, real or rubs, because I've got more of these than I thought. Oh, this is going first, let's please stand. Right, hang a sec.
Coin in the pudding.
I had to order that bell from eBay just for this.
Brilliant.
Yeah, because I was like, I want a bell.
In this country, the oldest man in the house throws a spoonful of pudding up the ceiling. The more that sticks, the better.
Are you guys like right on that with your decisions? Real or rubs?
That's real.
Real.
Real. You heard that one before?
Yeah.
Some of these are really obvious. I was hoping that you would know more of these already. Okay, so what country is that? The pudding's called Loxa pudding. Loxa pudding.
Loxa.
Because you got to throw a Loxa pudding at that ceiling. Where's that from?
Denmark.
Denmark.
Poland.
Poland. It is Slovakia.
Oh!
I was closer, though.
You ready?
Hockey. In this country, there is a hockey match between the two rival teams in town on Christmas morning. The winning team receives a cake, which is traditionally baked by the mayor's wife.
If it is true, it's in Canada.
But is it real or rubs?
Rubs.
That's real.
Think it's real?
Rubs!
Sounds like a Jeff Lemire comic.
Tizzy, go pull another one. Pull another cracker.
In this country, everyone must give the oldest man in the house, oldest, an alcoholic drink before Christmas, so that he has plenty for Christmas Day. What are you saying, Beefy?
I'm going rubs.
I'm going real.
Rubs!
In this country, they decorate Christmas trees with spiders and spider webs.
I'm saying rubs.
Rubs?
I bet it's real.
I'm going real.
It's real,
yes.
Guys. Where does that happen? And I'll tell you why they do it that
What's
way.
That island where all the spiders live?
Spider Island.
Maybe there.
Spyland.
The reason they do it is because, like, it's an old story, something along the lines of, this woman couldn't, she had no money, so she couldn't decorate the tree for the house, but they had a Christmas tree in the back garden anyway, it's like growing. And she was really disappointed that she couldn't decorate it for her kids, but then when they went out the next morning, loads of spiders were living in the tree. And they'd done webs across it, and they'd all frosted, so it looked really pretty, and all the kids were like, wow, that's amazing. Mm. And the woman was like, oh, thank fuck for that. But now, as a tradition to that, a lot of them, they hang, like, fake spider webs and put spiders in their trees and stuff, based on that old story. Mm. But where in the world do they do that?
Russia.
Russia?
I don't know. Finland.
Ukraine.
Oh, that was...
Beef, you weren't far off.
I was close.
How many have we done?
16.
We'll do two more now. There's way more of these than I thought.
16 we've done?
Yeah.
This country, they build a giant straw goat in the town square, and vandals always try to burn it down on Christmas Eve. Vandals? They just don't learn. I bet it's... I'm saying rubs.
I'm saying real.
Real?
Yeah, I bet it is.
And I'll tell you about the vandals thing. It was years ago they did it, first of all, and it burnt down on Christmas Eve. Some accident happened, whatever, it burnt down. And now, every year, they build it on Christmas Eve as tradition, this big straw goat. But vandals are always like, oh, that'd be like, we'll burn it down just like it did originally. So people always try and burn it down on Christmas Eve, even though it's completely illegal. If you get caught trying to burn it down, you get thrown in prison. But people are always like, I'm gonna fucking burn it. So many years, it ends up getting burnt down on Christmas Eve again. Brilliant.
That's amazing.
Where in the world does that happen?
I don't know. I'm going to say Russia. No, bollocks. That's not going to be Russia.
I'm going Romania.
Romania?
Poland.
Sweden.
Oh, the Swedes.
B, pick one more.
Man, there are a lot on there.
Yeah, I really didn't realise there were that many.
Okay. Danny. In this country, children are told the story of Danny. He ate the cookies left out for Santa, and his grandmother was so furious that she killed him. He haunts Christmas.
Fuck's sake, is that... That's...
He's about to ask me, is that real or rubs?
That's rubs.
Real or rubs?
That's rubs.
Rubs.
Fucking real, boys.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Really?
Where in the world do they tell that story to children? When you hear what country it is, you'll be like, yeah.
Russia.
No.
I put Austria.
South Africa.
Oh, wow. She killed
South Africa's like, I know, so extreme. Like, oh, yeah, the cookies, right. You're fucking get it.
Oh, I'm going to kill you.
You're dead.
This kid's there going, ha, 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 ha. Next thing she plows like a knife.
Yeah, and it says, like, in her rage or something, she killed him. Yeah. So there we go. I thought we only had enough for three rounds. I thought that was enough, but we've got a few more, so we'll have a final round right at the end. Do you want to know the story of Black Pete?
Yeah, I'd love to know about Black Pete.
Okay, Black Pete, or Zwarte Piet, is the companion of St. Nick.
Okay.
First appeared in 1850, but recently been a bit more of a controversial figure. Often portrayed recently, like still now, portrayed at Christmas on the Christmas marches and stuff. Blackface makeup.
Ooh.
Renaissance attire. Curly wig. Red lipstick.
When did this in
big
Germany?
Earrings. It's a Dutch folklore character, so all the Dutch countries. Still, they still have parades through like Amsterdam with people dressed as Black Pete.
Really?
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
In folklore, they have the Feast of St. Nicholas on the 5th or 6th of December, depending on which country you're in. But on the build-up to the Feast of St. Nicholas, Black Pete will appear and scatter sweets for children on the few days before. He's supposed to be a visitor from Spain, according to folklore.
Why is he black?
Well, he was a slave, apparently. Possibly a former slave who was freed by St. Nicholas. So then he's St. Nick's slave, I guess.
Ooh.
Yeah, when you think about Black Pete.
This is really dodgy.
In recent years, there have been many protests about Black Pete.
Okay.
But when polled, people from the Dutch countries, 90% of Dutch residents do not see him as racist.
90%
do not see Black Pete as a racist.
Thing is, I guess if he's just part of their tradition, I can understand why they wouldn't see it as racist.
But some department stores in these countries, just to be on the safe side, have started portraying him with golden skin.
Mm. It's racist if you make it racist.
Do you want to see a picture of Black Pete? So you can make your mind up if you think it's racist or not.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that was racist. It's very silly. It's not racist.
That's like the whole minstrels thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's not.
Someone that's in Amsterdam. Someone walking down the parade, Black Pete at the front. He is kind of Santa's slave, though, isn't he? Like, and you look at that image, it's Santa on a big horse and Black Pete, like, out in front, leading the way. It looked dodgy.
Yeah.
Because it looks like one of the minstrels, which are obviously dodgy.
Yeah.
It looks dodgy to us.
Zwarte Piet.
Zwarte Piet.
I mean, it's kind of racist.
Well, that's Black Pete anyway. I was too busy doing the game that I didn't get too much research into him. But yeah, that's Black Pete.
Yeah,
but
what else is there to say?
Yeah, exactly. What more do you want?
Pretty much it. Oh, man. Where we go? Black Pete.
Once been
twice. Do you want to do the presents?
Let's do the presents.
Let's do the presents.
Let's do presents.
It's fucking Christmas.
Right, Rachel has sellotaped the presents together and I don't want them sellotaped together.
You got Rachel to do your wrapping for you?
Yeah. This was like, she did it as I was leaving the house.
So your boost just going out there first, balls out, first with the presents.
Oh no, I'm not doing my first.
Well, too late now, you got them in your hands.
Well, I'll do... No, can I not do like one and then one of you guys...
I've only got two... one for each of you.
Tis, what have you got?
I've got two for Beef and one for Bob.
I'm his favourite.
No.
What do we know?
Well, you guys are going to be disappointed with what I've got you. Not necessarily because of what I've got you, but there's a story behind it which adds a bit of disappointment.
Okay.
So I'll go in the middle, the sort of sandwich between.
Sort of disappointment sandwich.
Okay.
Okay, Beef, you go first.
We're still
going
to
we'll go Beef, me, Tess.
Okay. What with both of mine?
Yeah. Do it.
All right. So that's for you, Bob.
Right, I've got a card, everything. Did you do a card?
Tis, yeah, you've got a card. The card is from Rachel, it's not
a card from me.
Yeah, Rachel made
your
me card.
Your card's way smaller than mine, mate.
Rachel wouldn't let me leave the house without doing
compensating
card.
For something.
Well, I've got some cards, so I can put this up on my others. Thanks, man.
Tissy babes. Card. Love from Luke and Rach. Why not Rachel and Luke?
I feel bad for not doing the Christmas card now.
Don't worry about it. I don't care what you're doing. You leave them here if you want.
No.
So, let's have a look. Open. There's an order to it.
Okay. Just put numbers on
open
it.
Open the thicker one.
Which is the thicker one?
Well, they're both ones.
Oh, this one.
One's a book and one's a DVD.
Christmas expert over here.
This is the one that's kind of related to the pod and kind of not.
Proverbs.
There's a reason why I got them.
Songs of songs for everyone. Awesome.
So
I love books. Like
revelation for everyone.
Right.
Now that's what they're explaining.
Now here's the explanation.
Right.
So Tis, you love your wise sayings, your wisdom, your proverbs, all that kind of stuff. So that is taking the Book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes and Song of Songs, which are the like wisdom literature from the Bible, and explaining about them, talking about the meaning of it and all that kind of stuff. And there's lots of symbolism.
Like the philosophy of the Bible.
Yeah, yeah. And what I like about it is, and the reason I chose it is because it's like they're small bits, so you can read a bit a day. It's like
15 pages.
It's like the fun, and then revelation for everyone because it's like really like it's a cool story if you're going to read it.
You like a story.
Yeah, so
cool,
it's got
man.
Loads of like symbolism and it's like explained really easily.
Yeah, I like this. Broken down into small chunks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. So cheers, kind of pod related and kind of not.
He's going to educate us further, which is what the pod's all about.
Exactly.
Thanks, man.
By two actual Thank theologians you. Rather than me.
Yeah.
Well,
one day you'll write a book, right, and give it to us?
Yeah, exactly. I'll sign it.
For free.
And these ones are just a bit of fun.
It better be jingle all the way. After I've been slagging it off.
No,
is it really?
No.
Is this Two Men and Little Lady?
Two Men.
Oh, yeah.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Look at the witches, dude. I haven't seen this for so many
Harry
years.
Harry and the Hendersons. Is that not a film or a series?
No, I'm going to watch it on Christmas.
This is a series,
isn't it?
No,
it's a film.
TV series,
though.
Okay, I thought it was a series.
No, I accidentally, on one of the episodes, I accidentally referred to it as a sitcom, but it's a film. I know it's a film.
Okay, I thought it was a sitcom. It's a great
film. You can now learn
that. I just thought otherwise you would never get around to watching it.
What I want you to do, Tis, is watch Harry and the Hendersons and then do an episode about Bigfoot from what you learn.
This film looks nuts.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's got John Lithgow in it.
Yeah.
So you know it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god. Witches, what's that one?
Lord Farquaad. We talked about it on the Witches episode.
Is that Disney one?
Based on the Roald Dahl book.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What's
the Disney one? Oh, that's Black Cauldron.
Hocus Pocus.
No.
Oh, Black Cauldron isn't like Witches, though.
It's not?
Kind of. There's like lots of
witches
the
in the
pits.
Disney films.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it nuts?
Black Cauldron?
Yeah,
it's fucking nuts.
So,
thanks, dude.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Right, I am. So, your present, I haven't got to give to you.
Mm-hmm.
I did have, but they sent the wrong thing, or they sent, I would say, a damaged product.
Okay.
So what I'm going to have to do now is unwrap myself, because I'm wearing the only good example of it.
Okay.
Right.
So you're going to guess it's clothing.
Okay.
Okay, right? Cool.
But I got these t-shirts for you guys.
Ah.
For when you finally go into business.
Oh, Sage and Prey.
That's amazing.
But the two that were for you guys got sent with printing errors. So I'm waiting for them to replace them. But yeah, I've been in contact with Murray, who did the original
awesome.
Beef and Tis Sage and Prey design thing. The thing I said, I'm going to get my t-shirt for the Christmas episode.
Yeah, yeah.
So nice. She sent a cleaned up version of the image that was see-through, so I get it printed
that's
up
really
for you guys.
Good.
Awesome.
But yeah, so that's a joint present from me and Marissa.
Amazing.
Because she took time, but she was in the middle of moving house as well, took time out to get the design done.
Thank you very much.
It's getting printed up. But yeah, I can't give you your ones yet.
Yeah, but yeah, still, that's great. I can cool. wait.
I'll unwrap myself
it.
So you can see what you actually got coming. I
can't
believe awesome the one that was, I was like, I'll get myself one as well. And that was the only one that came correct. So
right.
I was gutted.
No, that's
and
cool.
If they decide to not correct it and send me a replacement, we're going to shit all over that company on the pod so they can have, like, less people using their business.
Maybe.
So there we go. That's your present. An example awesome. Of your present. You've got your business clothing.
I'm excited.
To look God. To I feel like my presents it. Aren't going to be that good then.
Why?
Oh, he was the one bragging about his present.
Yeah.
His presents. It's the most immature. I love the most immature things. You're just like, backwards.
Oh! I put my jumper on backwards.
Egg on his face. Absolute egg.
This is the most Christmassy thing I've ever done.
This is
my
presents.
Look at this wrapping.
I was trying to make it look like the
Homer Simpson tax returns when he rides into
the
football
like
and then
it.
Like home runs it.
Oh mate, this wrapping.
you don't have to unwrap it. If you turn it upside down, it would fall out.
I only decided to wrap it this morning, and it was just.
Is this show related?
Mm. you guys are on the show, so I guess it's you related.
You've wrapped this really loosely and then tightly.
But it's almost impossible to unwrap at the same time.
I can't unwrap
it. It's like springing open.
What have you done? Oh.
Rugger bugger.
Look at that. England Rugby 2017 calendar.
I want that up in your... Oh, this is cool already.
Thanks, man.
Just got me clothing.
What have you got?
T-shirt for a T-shirt. I've got an official BrewDog T-shirt to represent on the show.
And look at the back.
Our favourite... Nice. Good people drink good beer. Fucking true. Hunter S. Thompson.
There you go.
Cheers, nice. Dude.
So good.
I've got one as well.
Perfect colour. It's a Bob colour as well. Yeah, that is like... Red.
That is awesome.
Nice.
This is my favourite.
I was talking to Becca about how this is your favourite. So, already done. Cheers, dude. That's awesome.
What is this?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my.
You got to put it on. Put that through your head.
You've got to put it on.
Is it a red rose?
You put your head through the green there. No, no, the other way.
Yeah.
No,
here.
The other way, the other way.
Like, is that
it's like a hood. Yeah. Like you put your head in that. That's the head.
Yeah, bit. No, I know. But my face has got to be in there, though.
Yeah, your face has got to go. No. The other way.
Not through that way.
What do you
mean?
Yeah. No.
What do you mean? I've got to see through it.
Yeah, your face goes through the hole that's existing.
No.
Through that.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, through there.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that's a hood.
Oh my god! I get. Oh my god.
That's amazing.
This is terrible.
So when you go to the games now, I'm going to get a picture for the blog.
Oh, great.
Amazing.
Oh my word.
There we go.
Wow.
Cheers, dude.
Thanks, man.
Did we even say what it was, by the way? We're just too busy laughing.
It's a rose hat. So his face looks like a massive rose. Like the
so
England
he can represent
rugby rose.
When he goes to his rugby matches.
This is the equivalent of the Welsh daffodil when they
When you play rugby, I want you to wear that.
Oh, wow.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Oh, thanks, Tiss.
It's all good.
Thanks, Bob.
That's all right, dude.
I wish I could have got something pod-related, but oh well.
Well...
You guys are on the pod, and we always talk about BrewDog, and you always talk about rugby.
Always talk about...
Yeah.
I often cut it. It's rugby awesome. Minute.
Thanks, man. That's awesome.
Merry Christmas.
Can't go.
Merry Krampus.
The wrapping was mental.
Yeah, I know.
I love it, though. I love how bad it is.
Yeah, he talks like he did it on purpose.
I do, a little bit.
I do talk like I did it on purpose.
I can't do it good, so it kind of
that
is on purpose.
That is mental.
How amazing. I saw that online. I typed in rugby into Amazon. That's one of the things that came up.
Of course.
And then I ordered like a few bottles from BrewDog, and they had T-shirts. I was like, yeah.
Have I got to do the rest of the pod like this?
Can I play you this video?
Yeah, do the rest of the pod.
This is around the world shit, right? So this was in Tyrol. Another reason Austria is amazing. I went to Tyrol. I spent Christmas in Tyrol, which is this area. It's where Innsbruck is. This is a Christmas tradition that was going on. And a lot of the writing for this, when I saw it, was in German, so I couldn't understand it. I'm not fluent enough yet. But I just saw this video and I was like, I'm going to play this on the show just to give you an idea of crazy Christmas shit that goes on around the world.
Terrifying.
Yeah, I feel like Christmas is scary in other countries.
Yeah,
there's nothing scary about Christmas here. So this march goes on for a long time. There's so many people, and they're all gathering in the square.
Ooh, all I'm thinking is that if they went up, their costumes, they'd be fucking dead.
Oh yeah, they're on fire.
If one of them went up.
So to explain, they're like men dressed in giant straw outfits with horned like demon faces, playing drums, marching through the streets of Innsbruck.
But like Donnie Darko, aren't they?
I'm going to put the video on the blog because it's a sight to behold and it's a Christmas tradition of the kind I've never seen before.
It's nuts.
Yeah, that just popped up.
Yeah, why is it so scary? Everything abroad is terrifying at Christmas.
Yeah, well, that's what I feel like. I feel like Christmas is more fun in Austria. Because that's crazy. I love weird, crazy, creepy shit like that.
What is it for? Do we know? Oh, yeah, you said there was...
They put it in England now. Ancient tradition developed over decades. Ideology remained the same. Legend, a figure of Perchta. The group consists of 25 people, one witch, multiple Laufer, all runners, and plenty of Tampora, or drummers who are smashing an old car gas canisters. We tried to keep the alive, and I don't really, still, and it's written in English, I still don't really understand, like, what it's about.
Yeah, and why.
But it's a crazy Austrian tradition.
There we go. It's really scary, that's horrible.
Yeah, but yeah, they love their demons, their Christmas demons.
They
in
really
Austria.
Do, don't they?
Oh, no, no one calling in on the Skype. Disappointed by that.
No, they're not going to, are they?
No, they're not. It's too early in the day. Most of our listeners are American, and it's too early.
That rose hat.
Nearly done, guys. Nearly worked our way through everything.
Well, we've been recording for a while.
Yeah, good old bumper Christmas episode. Right, should we finish off this,
Coin in the pudding.
Why is it getting slower and fatter?
I don't know. So we've got one final round of coin in the pudding. Let's hear about these weird Christmas traditions. I feel like there should be six left, but there's only five, so I might have lost one. We'll see what happens.
In this country, it is traditional to visit a sauna on Christmas Day.
Turkey.
Real or rubs?
Real or rubs?
Real.
Real?
Is it turkey?
Okay, I'm going real.
Real, it is real. Point each, but where you think turkey, you think?
Iceland.
Estonia. Oh, you're going to get that.
If I nailed Turkey from that would be amazing.
Go on then.
It's because I went to a sauna in Turkey once.
That is it. That's the only reference you've
That's
got.
The connection.
Okay. I went to a bath in Turkey. It was amazing.
They've always got like a Turkish bath, haven't
yeah,
they?
I got. I had to be naked and I got massaged by a big hairy Turk.
Oh, I'd love that.
It was amazing.
In this country, they eat roasted cauliflower instead of turkey. Turkey.
Real or rubs? Roasted cauliflower instead of roasted turkey.
Rubs.
Yeah, I'm gonna go rubs.
It's rubs. But where? Oh no, I guess rubs where do they do that?
In your brain.
In my brain. Correct. 3 points.
Oh yeah.
Pickled mail.
In this country, they eat pickled mail.
Real.
China.
They eat pickled mail a little bit every year.
How big was he?
In this country, there is a huge bar crawl called the Running of the Santas where everyone must dress as Santa.
Yes.
That's real.
Definitely real. Some of these, you're getting some of the easier ones near the end. But where has that happened?
Don't know. Where do you reckon?
Why, you seen copy them?
No. Oh. France? Just a guess. Probably US.
Oh, you're Spain.
Spain? France? It was the US. You should have gone with your second instinct.
Oh, I knew it was the US. You got 3 points. I'm pretty sure I've seen that before.
Yeah, Running of the Santas, US tradition.
Isn't that on Jackass? I think I've seen that on a Jackass episode.
Maybe.
Yule Cat. In this country, there is a legend of the Yule Cat. It stalks the hills, and those who don't receive any clothes before Christmas are devoured by the beast.
Receive what? Rubs.
Those who do not receive new clothes before Christmas are devoured by the beast.
Real or rubs?
Rubs.
That's rubs.
It's real, boys.
What?
How mental is that? The legend of the Yule Cat. If you don't get new clothes from someone before Christmas, it will devour you.
That's me every year.
Yeah, how are you supposed to control that?
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine how, please, someone buy me some clothes? Well, where does that happen?
That's got to be somewhere where they have...
New clothes on tap.
Small regard for human life.
And loads of tuck clothes.
China.
No.
Is that for the clothes or the human life? Taiwan. No, I'm joking. Where do clothes get made?
Everywhere. Every country.
All Russia. Over the world.
Russia?
Yeah.
It's Iceland.
Ooh, the really?
Yule Cat from Iceland.
There's not a lot of clothes. Clothes there are so expensive. No, I'd rather get devoured by the beast than buy people clothes.
Clothes in Iceland are fucking... It's because they're all made from Icelandic wool, which is fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, this is just not passing that one to read.
Oh, great. No choice.
That's the last one.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah. Last one, the Sheba's.
KFC. In this country, it is a tradition to eat KFC on Christmas Day.
Kentucky.
Real or rubs?
Rubs.
That's rubs.
Really? That's the easiest one. That's really famously true.
What?
In Japan.
What?
Oh, shit. I should have given you the chance to guess.
What, Japan? Actually, they do it everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. It's like KFC is open on Christmas Day and it's fucking rammed.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I thought you guys would know this. This
is Kentucky Fried Chicken in Japan.
Yeah.
Because they've got all this amazing food and they eat a fucking Kentucky.
Yeah.
That woman from the alien documentary would love
it. I was thinking of.
Kentucky.
I love Kentucky. KFC. Wow. There was an advertising campaign in the 70s, right?
Hmm.
That really caught on over there about eating KFC on Christmas Day. And literally since then, It is, like, I've got a statistic here. I know you guys like your stats.
240,000
barrels of chicken are sold during Christmas in Japan. Barrels.
That's mental. A barrel is not a measuring...
Yeah, I know. Like... That's how many there are. They're measuring it in barrels. Yeah, so...
Wow.
KFC is rammed in Japan on Christmas Day.
Wow, okay, there we go. So who won?
You've got one more, because I lost the printout for it, but I'll tell you it.
Oh, okay.
In this country, there is a town where every year, the whole town divides into two teams, and they each have to build a themed sculpture out of light bulbs in preparation for Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Real or rubs?
Real.
That's real.
Real? Where in the world does that happen?
Imagine if it was like your rubs. It's made it up. Rubs out, I just made it up now. Where did they invent the light bulb? Not joking. Russia. No, not Russia. Light bulbonia.
No.
Oh.
Somewhere real.
Okay.
Not somewhere rubs.
Germany. Austria. Can we choose three each?
Okay, I'll let you choose three countries each for the last one.
I'm saying US, Switzerland, and Belgium.
You can choose the same countries. Go on.
I'm going to say US, Australia, and...
Belschnickel.
And Croatia.
Cuba.
Oh.
Communist Cuba.
Yeah. It's called... I got the name of the festival here somewhere. No, I don't know what it's called. It's called something. It's called the Pirandas Festival.
Oh.
So there you go. Do you want me to tally up the final scores?
Yeah, go on then. I think I'll come third, which usually is pretty good, but not in this. Not in this place.
Okay, well, I won.
All right.
For having you over so much. I got 17 points. In second place, do you want to guess?
Tiss.
13 points, and Beef 11, so there's only 2 points in it.
We are the champs.
Well, except that you're not, because Bob won. Well,
no, because always between
but
me
you
and
two, yeah, Beefy Tiss, 13 points to Tiss, 11 points to Beef.
Every competition is between me and Beef.
Coin and a pudding.
Jabba.
Solo.
Coin a pudding, Solo.
Yeah, that's just Jabba says that you will only...
you must put a coin in the pudding.
Yeah, that's just Jabba says real rubs.
Okay, well, have we got anything else to talk about? What were any things you liked in 2016? What's your favourite film of 2016?
The Arrival.
Arrival. It's pretty great. Yeah. Mine was Arrival until 2 days ago when I saw Rogue One.
When's Rogue 2 coming out?
It's already out, mate. Came out in 1977.
I would say I can't think of a favourite film this year because I've seen so many terrible...
Seen a lot of turds.
Like, poo-poo films this year.
I really like The Witch, which I talked about on the show. I know that came out in 15 for a lot of people, but here it came out in 2016, and that was great.
Honestly, I've seen so many poo-poo films this year.
You didn't see Arrival, though. Didn't see Doctor Strange.
I'm hoping
Doctor Strange was great.
I'm hoping to see Arrival on the plane when I go to the States.
Arrival was great. Doctor Strange Arrival. Was great. Rogue One was great. I liked The Witch. Another film I watched this year, which I really liked, was The Nice Guys. The Nice Guys was a great film.
I liked Bad Santa too.
And Ryan Gosling and what's he called? Russell Crowe.
All right.
Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. Nice Guys. That was a great film. It's like a comedy-ish film, and it was great.
Have you seen The Three Guys and the Little Lady?
I should have got him that as well.
Three Guys and the Little
Three
Lady.
Guys. Seen that Three Guys film?
Wise Guys. Five Guys.
Five Guys and a Little Lady.
Five Guys and a Little Burger.
Five Guys and a Burger.
We saw Suicide Squad. Okay, favourite film this year?
No, not Suicide
Fuck
Squad.
Oh.
My Scientology movie.
Oh, that was good. Yeah,
okay, yeah, that's
that.
Up there.
Yeah, that's up there. That was good.
It can't really compete against the big blockbusters, though, really, can it?
Suicide Squad was... pants.
So yeah, Christmas films next year. What we got for coming up next year for everyone?
We've got a lot coming up next year.
I got a lot. We've got a lot of ongoing stuff. You got some more cults to visit, right?
Going after Christmas.
Are you? I might leave that as a surprise. Going after Christmas. Oh my god.
Yeah,
god, they've actually been back in 2 weeks time. Yeah. 3 weeks time. Three weeks till your next one. Yeah.
I'm gonna probably revisit some witchy stuff.
Ooh.
Human
brain shit.
Yeah, come back to the human brain. Yeah, that was a few months ago I've done that, so I might go back into it.
I got a lot of people getting on at me. They want more Warrens. Warrens have been mega popular. They like them ones, so I've got to do some more Warrens soon. And I still want to do my second half of my ocean stuff, which I planned to do all that my time. I've still got it. I've got the episode planned.
That's a nice, easy one to come back into at some point.
At some point, I will drop back into. We've
got some trips
just like the ocean. Nice to get into.
Got some trips coming up. Yeah, if you want to, this is a good point for me to say. Like, it's Christmas time. You haven't got a lot of disposable income, but if you do want to drop us a little Christmas present for all the free content we've given you over the last like year and a half or whatever, then that would be really nice. Yeah, and we have actually got some really nice donations soon. So if you want to drop us a Merry Christmas tip. We've got some really good stuff coming up next year, but we're going to have to pay for a few of the things early next year. We'll do a few trips. We won't be able to leave the country next year like we did with Transylvania because Beef's got a little sprog on the way.
Hey.
And when we would normally go away, he's going to want to be at home with his baby. Yeah, so we got a few trips coming up next year. Some stuff that people have been really asking for. So, you know, they're going to cost us money or whatever, but, you know, we don't mind. We pay for Transylvania. But if you want to give us a little leeway, pay for a little bit of it, help out, then, you know, you go on weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.blogspot.com. There's a little donate button. And, you know, we don't charge for anything. Everything's free. And if you ain't got the money, that's no problem. We just like that we got so many people listening and enjoying.
Yeah.
And thanks to everyone for listening.
Yeah, please keep listening.
Because our listenership keeps growing and growing, you know?
And as it grows, we're getting closer to the 100th episode.
Yeah, we're planning our tats, don't worry.
I've got mine sorted.
Daddy's getting a tat.
Daddy's getting a tat. I need to get this wrapped up, lads.
Yeah, come on, let's go. Right, okay, so Merry Christmas, everyone. If you want to contact us, unexplainableuk@mail.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/weirdtalesandtheunexplainable. You can find us on Twitter at Bob Shoy.
At Martin One Luke.
And
at Tissy Baby.
You've got a week off next week while we enjoy Christmas. And then I'm going to put together a little something I recorded with my cousin for the week after to give us something... to prepare for the week after that. We'll get back onto our normal schedule. But we're all away in January at different points, so we have to somehow arrange to record enough content to keep going through that time, somehow. So is that it then, guys?
I guess so, apart from the song.
Right, okay, well, I'm going to play the outro music this week, like I played the intro, as requested by Tiss, his favourite Christmas song, which I didn't have time to learn properly, so you've just got four chords.
That's all we need, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll do.
Do we have to sing the whole song?
No, because I didn't learn the words.
Tiss, it's your favourite Christmas song, so you must know all the lyrics.
I don't.
So just until next time, Merry Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't need anything more fancy than that.
No. Merry all Christmas, right. Have a good time.
Merry Christmas.
Last bit, miss.
Do you know any of the other rhymes?
I gave you my shy.
Would you recognise me? Where the wooden's
once bitten.
Wow, is that actually how we put it out?
That's it.
Wow.
That's all I know of the song anyway. That's my favourite line.
What, apart from the...
Once bitten, twice shy.
Gave you my heart.
I was hoping on the dance version they did once bitten, twice shy.
The very next day.
Gave it away.
This.
Yeah.
To save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Once bitten, twice shy.
A doobie 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 doo 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 doo.
You're the singer.
I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten, twice shy. Once bitten, and twice shy.
That'll do.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
You're going to wear your rose hat at a rugby game?
Yeah.
That's such a no. No.
Yeah, I will when I'm at home.
In the safety of my own four walls, hiding me from the world.
I can't believe you got that. That's amazing. I knew what it was immediately. Oh, no.
Do you ever see people wearing them at games?
You what?
Has anyone ever worn one at a game before?
I haven't really looked for it.
If they have, you're just like, oh, God, look at that guy. Taking it too seriously. You'd get on the TV, though. Like, if they were losing and you were in tears and you were rose, they'd be like, look at this rose.
Oh, he really rose to the occasion, didn't he? What an idiot.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.